The business of logistics, getting items across the country by truck, by rail, by ship, is a trillion-dollar industry, and it's an ever-evolving one. Ozarks at Large's Sarah Birmingham has this report.
Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We gonna roll this trucking convoy across the USA. Convoy.
Got a great big pen. This here's a duck. And you want to back off them hogs?
Gone are the days when a long-distance truck driver's life was the stuff of movies like Convoy, Smokey and the Bandit, White Line Fever, a desirable, even glamorous job that meant freedom of the road. Fast forward from the 1970s to now, and truck drivers are in short supply. The American Trucking Association estimates there's currently a shortage of 25,000 drivers. I caught up with over-the-road driver Paul from Tulsa as he pulled up at the Greenland truck stop to the south of Fayetteville and asked him about the highs and lows of the job.
Probably the highs of being a professional driver is that you work without direct supervision. The low is you're away from home a lot. I'm home generally about 36 hours a week, seeing my family, you know, one day out of seven. So that's probably the low point, and that's probably what keeps a lot of people from doing this job is you're out quite a bit unless you find a good company that gets you in every week.
And that is dependent on the company, isn't it, in terms of how those dispatches work to get you back for things like birthdays and anniversaries?
That's correct. You have to set it up with the company when you need to get back. And then it's if they can find a load that's going to get you by the house that determines if whether you're going to get home or not.
What's the good stuff? What keeps you driving?
The money. I'm an owner-operator, so the money keeps me doing it. And I work for a good company. I do a dedicated route, so I do the same thing every week. And there's companies out there that are good companies to work for. And, you know, there's drivers out there that like to be gone. So, but it's hard for the young drivers to get used to the time away from home. And their family has to carry the load, you know, when the washer breaks or the car breaks. You know, it's the wife that has to take care of it, not the husband.
So if someone was asking you, if you were meeting a young person who said, oh, I'm thinking about it, what would you tell them?
I would definitely give it a try, but they really need to think about, you know, all the, like I said, the time away from home and who's going to take care of the problems when they're away. Because you can make good money as a driver.
John Kent is the Assistant Department Chair for the Supply Chain Management Department at the Walton College of Management at the University of Arkansas. He says the driver shortage is chronic. Boomer drivers who were part of the Smokey and the Bandit heyday of the 70s are retiring, and the next generation is not waiting in the wings. The situation was exacerbated by the recession.
The carriers that did weather the storm are enjoying the fruits of that ability to weather that storm in the form of higher prices. The recession pushed out some of the supply of trucks. The demand for those trucks is coming back up. That's how the pricing model works on a daily almost basis. Not almost, it is. Much like a stock market, there's an entire market and even a brokerage area in trucking that's measuring that supply and demand on a daily basis. And as the economy improves, the demand for trucking improves, the prices go up.
Last month's 25th annual State of Logistics report from the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals predicts up to an 8% rise in trucking costs this year, which will mean increased costs for the companies that ship all the stuff we buy from supermarkets, online retailers, and wholesalers, and could mean price rises for us. John Kent says logistics and transportation costs make up varying proportions of the price you pay at the checkout.
It depends on the product. For food, it could be 30%. I'm going to pick electronics or pharmaceuticals because electronics and pharmaceuticals are usually more expensive. So it'd be much less. A percentage of the cost that is logistics cost would be single digits potentially. As I mentioned, for food, it's significant. For food, especially for refrigerated, frozen produce, those type of items, temperature controlled. Yes, it's going to be more expensive.
So, if these driver shortages mean rising costs, how to fix a chronic problem that's been decades in the making? John Kent says the shortage is in spite of the fact that many aspects of the job have gotten better over recent years.
At one time, just like many automobiles, trucks didn't have air conditioners. Certainly they do now. The modern truck is more like a luxury automobile than it is, a farmer's pickup truck, so to speak. And so we have improved, or the industry has improved, the quality of life from where you need to sit for the 8 hours, 11 hours, however long you're going to drive.
Kent says Northwest Arkansas is home to two leaders in the trucking industry, Walmart and J.B. Hunt, and both have been innovators in tackling the driver shortage.
The J.B. Hunt example in intermodal is all over what we're talking about. Decades, and I say decades, and I don't know the exact year, but it's been 20 years or so ago, maybe even 30, probably not 30, but that J.B. Hunt started this move to intermodal. It doesn't take a Ph.D. to realize that if we can take those trucks and put some of those trailers, lots of those trailers on trains for that long haul, that it will reduce the need for long-haul truck drivers. It's also a very nice sustainability play as well. Walmart is, I don't know if they are the, but they're one of the top handful, and they may be the best paying company to work for if you're a truck driver. So how does Walmart address this? They first off, they want the safest drivers that they can find, and so you have to pay for those. Those safe drivers are in high demand. The safer your drivers are, the lower your insurance costs are going to be. And so again, if you're looking at the cost structure, there's more to it than just the pay. But Walmart is a leader in that area as well.
But maybe we should try turning the problem around a different way. Stop focusing on the lack of drivers and start fixing the demand side of the problem. Make the way trucks are loaded more efficient so you don't need as many, and find ways to ship what we need without taking up so much space. And one company is already doing that.
FedEx is changing their pricing structure from a how much does it weigh that you're shipping to how big is the package. Many of us have received packages from FedEx or UPS or other transportation companies, and when we open those packages, there's all kinds of air in those packages. And so Federal Express, to more efficiently load their trucks, which will, I think, turn into we need fewer trucks, fewer drivers, still have prosperous economy, they're starting to price or change the process and price their shipments based on the size of the package. So now the shippers, the vendor community, is going to be incented to shrink the packages. So we're shipping less air.
And one last solution to the problem. John Kent says we can all play a role in fixing the shortage.
So let's start looking at truck drivers like airplane pilots. But in many ways, safety, professionalism, customer service, let's increase the status of that role in our society. So from a shipper standpoint, where the truck loads or where it delivers, the company it's loading at or delivering to, let's have very nice driver lounges and facilities that welcome the drivers when they're there, so just improve that job. So then the recruiting, increasing the supply, becomes an easier sale when we're trying to do that. What we're talking about here is sociology, it's culture, it takes decades to change. I do think it is changing, and it's going to need to change to increase the status, the respect that we give to that industry. And I think that will help attract more young people that are coming out of our high schools to think about this as it's an excellent job when you think of it from a pay perspective, from a benefits perspective. The trucking companies hiring these drivers, they have retirement programs, medical benefits, dental benefits, so a lot of the things that people are looking for quality of life, they're there. It's just finding those individuals that are interested in that, and so part of our job as a society, as a culture, is to improve that.
Maybe pilots' lounges replacing truck stops can do for transportation what Smokey and the Bandit did for driver recruitment back in the 70s. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Sarah Birmingham.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta.